Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Big event coming up for Tuesday, June 11th. Joining us on the phone line is Tim Shute. He's the chairman with the Perth Dairy Producer Committee, and we have a big event that's coming up. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Jamie.
Tim, we've got a big event coming up for Tuesday, June 11th, especially if you love barbecues. What's going on here?
Well, we are going to have a free community barbecue. So give you a little background. It's an event called iFarm, and it's an event that's been going on for 45 years that got started by Perth dairy producers to educate and give elementary school children an opportunity to learn a little bit about agriculture. And it has evolved into an event where a number of commodity groups in the county come together to put on this program. So it's dairy, egg producers, chicken farmers, pork producers, beef producers, and grain farmers all come together to set up displays, and we bring in school children for June 11th, 12th, and 13th. And so now this is our second year that we are opening it up to the community, to the general public, to come in on Tuesday evening, June the 11th, from 5 till 7:30 for a free barbecue. So we're inviting anyone from the general community to come on out to the Stratford Rotary Complex and meet some local producers from, like I said, all the different commodity groups, and have a chat with producers, learn a little bit about how they produce products on their farms and how they end up getting available for consumers. And then we're going to have a barbecue there so everyone can enjoy some back bacon and some pork and some beef. And then there is going to be a cash donation box there that if anyone feels so inclined to make a cash donation, and those cash donations will be passed on to the House of Blessing in Stratford, which is a charitable organization helping people in need.
And there's going to be ice cream too, I understand?
There will be ice cream, yes. Great way to top off any kind of a meal,
yeah,
is to enjoy some ice cream, definitely.
It is a wonderful get-together. And Tim, as you mentioned, it's great to have all these different organizations coming together for something like this with iFarm Perth County. Again, a part of what's all going on is that free community barbecue for Tuesday, June 11th, 5 p.m. through till 7:30 p.m. at Stratford Rotary Complex. We'll share all the details available for you on our Facebook page. But Tim, for the children checking something like this out, of course, this barbecue's for the whole family, but for the children checking out the iFarm Perth County, it must be just amazing, you know, with these kids on hand.
It's a great opportunity. We do bring in live animals. We will have a couple of dairy animals, a cow and a younger heifer, on site, and there's going to be some beef animals there, and so the kids can get up close and see just what these animals are all about. There will be, I believe, the pork mobile will be there, which is a trailer with a glass viewing side to it, where you can actually see a sow with baby piglets. So yes, it's a great opportunity for children to get a hands-on look at how their food is produced.
Exactly. What an amazing opportunity for young people and for students in our area with iFarm Perth County. Again, as part of it, the free community barbecue for Tuesday, June 11th. We'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. Tim Shute with all of the information. Tim, is there anything else we left off, or just we'll see you at the barbecue and see you at these get-togethers?
I think we've pretty much covered it. Thank you for the opportunity to share our message. And we just, as agricultural producers, we think it's very important for us to make a connection with the general consumer and try to explain how the food is produced and how we are doing the very best to make top quality food available for everyone in the community.
Well said. And Tim, thank you, and certainly the area producers and farmers, for all that you do. We certainly appreciate all your hard work in our area, for sure.
Well, thank you for those comments.